remarked to Goodman, "Hello, friend, and greetings once again in the wonderful name of the Lord God Almighty. This is Bob Griggs with the Bread of Life broadcast, and I'm delighted to be able to come to you again for a few moments of fellowship together in the truth of the eternal God. We're talking about what a treasure it is to have God's Word and to know the Word of God and the God of the Word. God's Word tells us about the eternal God and helps our finite mind to comprehend and understand a little bit about God, His creation of the universe, how He created man in His likeness and in His image, as God is triune and yet one, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, and yet God is one, the Word of God tells us. So God created man as a triune being with a spirit, a soul, and a body. We're told over in 1 Thessalonians in the New Testament. And so as God is triune, He said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness. And so man has a spirit that relates to the spirit world. He has a soul that has to do with the mind, the emotions, and the will, that part of man that relates to other people. And then our body, which houses the soul and the spirit. And so God created man in His likeness, in His image. God wanted man to enjoy Him, but sin entered in and separated man and God, because God is holy and without any sin. But all human beings have sinned and come short of the glory of God, because the first man, Adam, and the first woman, Eve, disobeyed God, and sin entered into the human race through them. And thus the Bible tells us in Romans 3:23 that all have sinned and come short of measuring up to God's standard of righteousness. But God loves man. And so that's why God sent His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, to take on human form to reveal the eternal God to us in a way that we could comprehend and understand God's love for we human beings. Now, we've talked about God's omniscience, that He is all-knowing, that He knows everything. We've talked about God's omnipresence, that He's everywhere. And I don't understand this, but this is where faith comes in. You see, the Word of God tells us without faith, it is impossible to please God. For faith is necessary to come to the eternal God. That is, faith is simply believing what God says in His Word. Taking God at His Word and believing it and accepting it. That's what faith is. Doing what God says to do in reference to coming to know the eternal God. In the book of Hebrews, chapter 11, we read about this subject of faith. And in verse 1, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. That is, faith is accepting as fact what is not revealed to our physical senses. By faith, the Old Testament elders of Israel obtained a good report. Through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the Word of God. Now, beloved, it's by faith that we accept the fact that God created the heavens and the earth, as He tells us in the book of Genesis, chapter 1, verse 1. You see, beloved, God is also omnipotent. Not only is He omniscient and omnipresent, but He is omnipotent. And the word omnipotent means He's all-powerful. And how awesome and amazing that is. As a matter of fact, in the Old Testament, He's called Almighty God, because He is almighty and all-powerful. And thus, through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the Word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. In other words, beloved, God spoke the universe into existence out of nothing. Now that's hard for our minds to comprehend, isn't it? Anything that we make is out of something that's already in existence. But God created the universe out of nothing. That's just mind-boggling, as you might say. It's hard for our minds to comprehend how such a thing could be. But that's how great Almighty God is. We read about the first child that Adam and Eve had was Cain, and his brother was Abel. And we read by faith in verse 4, Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and by he being dead, yet speaking. That is, by faith he approached God, and he offered a blood sacrifice to God, because without the shedding of blood, God's Word tells us there's no forgiveness for sin. That's why Jesus shed His lifeblood there on the old rugged cross when He died for you and for me. His blood was His life. For we read over in the book of Leviticus in the Old Testament that the life of the flesh is in the blood. And that's why our blood is so important. And Jesus gave His life for you and for me. Now, beloved, God's omnipotent. Oh, that He is all-powerful. He loves you and me, and yet He is Almighty God. In Psalm 139, verse 13, we read, For Thou hast possessed my reins, that is, our will. Thou hast covered me in my mother's womb. That is, the Lord knew about you and me even before we were born. Verse 15, My substance was not hid from thee when I was made in secret and curiously wrought in the lowest parts of the earth. Thine eyes did see my substance, yet being unperfect, and in thy book all my members were written, which in continuance were fashioned, when as yet there was none of them. Think about that, beloved. God knew about you before you and I were born. Before we were created in our mother's womb, God knew and had a plan for your life and for mine. Did you know it's estimated that there are 30 trillion cells in the body? Our body is made up of cells, and each cell is filled with genetic information that would fill 4,000 books. Isn't that amazing? Every tiny little cell in our body, of those 30 million cells, has genetic information that would fill 4,000 books to write it all down. You see, beloved, we are made by Almighty God in such an amazing way that it's hard for us to comprehend. Again, in verse 17 and 18 of Psalm 139, how precious also are thy thoughts unto me, O God! How great is the sum of them! If I should count them, they're more in number than the sand. When I wake, I am still with thee. Isn't that amazing? That God knows everything about us, that He loves us, that He cares for us, and that His thoughts to us are more than the sand of the sea. When we were serving the Lord in the Hawaiian Islands, we'd go down to the ocean and see all kinds of sand along the beaches, and it was hard to number even a handful of the sand. But God's thoughts about you and me are more than the sand of the sea, more in number than the sand. That's hard for us to comprehend. You see, beloved, that's who the eternal God is. He is all-powerful. He is omniscient. He is omnipresent. And thus, He is almost beyond our comprehension. The greatness, the majesty, the might of the eternal God. That's why the Word of God is such a treasure, because it tells us about the eternal God. It introduces us to just a little information about Almighty God. How great, how marvelous, how wonderful, how awesome is this eternal God who loves you, who loves me, who knows the number of the hairs of your head, who has more thoughts for you than the sand of the sea. Oh, beloved, you're special, and He wants you to open your heart and accept Him as Savior. Until next time, goodbye.